Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Big groundbreaking today on a subway accessibility project. And we know what you're thinking, Winds family. If they stop the congestion pricing thing, where'd they get all the money from to do all these things? Marla Diamond went snooping for us in Clinton Hill.
MTA Chairman Jen Oliver said the majority of the $57 million accessibility project here at the Classen Avenue station is being paid with federal dollars.
It's part of a much larger bundle of 13 stations in all of the five boroughs, the majority of which is being paid for with $500 million in federal funds.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries helped secure $1 million for this station, which he remembered growing up.
In fact, I used to think, I'm being honest, y'all, I'm from Brooklyn. I used to think that the G and G train stood for gangster because it was a rough line.
Jeffries said he supports Governor Hochul's temporary pause on congestion pricing, which is still holding up dozens of other accessibility projects. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
Meantime, on Staten Island, 9/11 families and lawmakers calling for the alleged mastermind of the terror attacks to face the death penalty. As you heard last week, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two other co-conspirators copped a plea deal that took the death penalty off the table. But Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin immediately told them not only no, he revoked it. It's been 23 years since the attacks, but Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis joined a group of families today who say they're still waiting on justice here, calling on the Biden-Harris administration to pursue the death penalty and immediately set a date for a new trial. No word yet from the White House. Well, that long-running feud between some Queens residents and Forest Hill Stadium looks like it's about to pick up again. Says the stadium started a change.org petition saying it's about to be shut down over an alleged frivolous lawsuit. It asked stadium supporters to please help show local government that the community and the people here they serve love and support Forest Hills. But at least three lawsuits were filed last year from folks who say, no, we didn't. We don't love it. The excess noise from the concerts and the trespassing concertgoers are a pain in the butt. A judge ruled back in May the show could go on, but the noise would be monitored. Forest Hills says the concerts are over by 10. The cleaning crews take over the streets, and we spent thousands to control the noise. It's looking for 25,000 signatures, and as of this morning, they had 20,000, so we'll see what happens with that. New Yorkers, if you're looking for a great apartment in a big city, about 1,400 square feet with a monthly rent of $1,500, we found a place for you. The only thing, you'll have to commute from Wichita to Wichita, Kansas, or Toledo, Ohio. Yeah, Zooming In just checked and says your best shot at finding a place to match your needs and your budget is in one of those cities. Oh, everybody else is crazy, it says here. People talking about how a renter's life in a big city has thrilling entertainment, tech jobs, and a brilliant arts and culture community. But there's nowhere to stay without giving up half your doggone paycheck. And get this, they say you can get a $1,500 apartment here in Manhattan, but you only get about 228 square feet. Isn't that the size of the family bathroom up at Target? And in Brooklyn, same price, they'll toss in a window for $300. Well, cops have arrested a lady on the Lower East who allegedly pushed a pair of women onto the train tracks on the Delancey Street F. So far, they're telling us she did it just because.
Police say both the victims are women in their 20s. The first woman randomly pushed off the platform, and when the other tried to help her get back up, she too was pushed. Thankfully, no trains were coming at the time, but officers on scene quickly ran in to arrest 42-year-old Ebony Butts. She is facing charges including assault and reckless endangerment. Commuters that are waiting for the subway here say they want to feel safer. Chloe Lee says she's at her wit's end.
This New York is not that livable anymore. I feel like it's just getting more and more hatred every single day. So this worries me. Kind of want to move.
Both victims were taken to Bellevue Hospital and suffered minor injuries, but are expected to make a full recovery. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. On the Lower East Side.
And still no clue why they were pushed. Well, don't touch anything at the beach if you're going down to the Raritan Bayshore. Officials say there's an elevated level of arsenic out there. Monmouth County issued the warning, and the EPA posted signs telling folks not to touch or handle anything found on the beach near Keyport. Although concentrations of lead and what's called slag are low, they say the samples still have high levels of arsenic. They don't know where it came from, but they are investigating.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.